Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, the Bible says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. God makes it very clear that he does not want his children, Christians, conformed to the world. Let me say this. That word conformed means impressed into the same image of. God says he doesn't want us in the image of the world, but he wants us transformed. That is the word metamorphosis, like a caterpillar turning into a butterfly. It goes from one life form into another. And by a renewing of the mind. Now let me remind you, God does not give us a command that he does not first give us the ability and the wherewithal to obey. So if God tells us to do something, he's given us the ability to do it. Being conformed to the world is a mindset, because being transformed is done by the renewing of the mind. God says, and be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So that means being conformed to the world, or conformation to the world, is a mindset, and the only way out of it is to renew our minds. Religion is full of conformity to the world. It's man's ways. They want to rewrite God's words instead of obeying them. This is why they want the world's music with God's words. They want to approach the Bible as a history book, and they want to preach it in a historical fashion. Romans 12:3 says that we're to do this and not think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think. And from Romans 12:3 all the way through the end of the chapter, God teaches us how to renew our mind. There's no way in this short broadcast I could cover it thoroughly, but I want to give you kind of a quick overview, and maybe you'll study this for yourself. How do we transform our minds? How do we renew our mind God's way? Number one, we need to learn humility, or how not to think of ourselves too highly. God says that we're not to think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. In other words, we are not to be the center of the universe. God is. We're part of a team, and life is not all about us. We are not the main or most important part of the world. We all make up humanity. You realize I am one of 6 or 7 billion people on the face of the earth? I don't have to think that all of the world is a revolve around how I think. When we learn not to see ourselves first, then we begin to transform. We shouldn't demand that everyone view life as we do. You want to have a better marriage? Then don't expect your spouse to see everything the way you do. You want to rear your children with less contention? Don't expect them to see everything the way you do. We have to view life simply and realize that everyone has a different angle. Right or wrong does not change. Truth does not change. But we all see things differently. A diamond has facets on it, many different angles that are cut into it that reflect the light. Not everybody sees everything in that the exact same way, depending on what angle you're looking from. We're all members of a team, not a village, Hillary Clinton. No one member is more valuable than the other, and we're to work together as a team. You know, we're not to expect everybody to see things the way we do. I'm colorblind. I see color, but I don't see it as everybody else does. I may not see things the exact same way you do, but it's still beautiful to me. Parents should not live their sports dreams and academic dreams through their kids. Let's not be the center of the universe. And secondly, we need to learn how to love God's way, not man's way. Romans 12:9 says, "Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another in brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another." Man's love is based on how you make me feel. Man's love is based on what do you give me. That's the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. 1 Corinthians 13, verses, the whole chapter is about charity and love. And real love is found in giving, not in getting. Childish love is what I get. Mature love is what I give. I have a 13-month-old grandson. He doesn't know how to love. He knows how to receive love. Now, we take his cute expressions and we receive it as love, but it's all about what he gets. You see, we're to leave our father and mother and cleave to our spouse. Leave means you stop getting everything you want from mom and dad and you cling to someone else and you figure out how to get it that way. And you figure out how to give it. When I was in college, I began dating a little. And I asked my dad one day, I said, "Dad, how do you know when you're ready to get married?" He wisely said, "Son, when you can give to someone else what's been given to you your whole life, then you're about ready." God says to love without dissimulation, without hiding, without concealing. The opposite of dissimulation would be communication. Most of the marriage counsel I do is because husbands and wives don't know how to communicate. Communication is not who yells the loudest or who yells the last. No, it's both understanding one another. It's not a contest in marriage. It's a teamwork. Don't become evil to get your way in a love relationship. Love is not about you. It's about what you give. You can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. The whole world is, what do I get if I do this for you? God says, no, it's about giving. When you're more concerned about others, then you're learning to love. When you give up what you want for someone else, you're learning to love. When you're last and everybody else goes before you, you're learning to love. Maybe we ought to not be conformed to the world, but be transformed. Let's renew our minds. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.